News on MissouriNet. I'm Bill Wise. Metro Transit security team members in St. Louis started wearing body cameras during their shifts on July 20th of this year, intending to document scenes and provide transparency and accountability to the public. That announcement comes less than a month after a deadly shooting in the parking lot of the North Hanley Transit Center in St. Louis County. Fixed cameras that are monitored 24/7 on each platform and property are still going to be used. The governor says Missouri is one of the states the White House is concerned about with increasing COVID-19 cases. Governor Mike Parson told Capitol reporters that Vice President Mike Pence called him on Sunday to offer additional assistance and resources to battle the pandemic.
We are grateful to both our Vice President and the President Trump for their continuing support throughout this process.
The State Department of Health and Senior Services says Missouri has had 55,321 confirmed cases, up from 39,352 cases on July 24th. The governor has also announced that $7 million of the state's coronavirus relief fund has been allocated to a cost-share program with local counties to help schools cover costs for personal protective equipment and cleaning supplies for school buildings and buses. A Missouri Senate committee has passed a crime package meant to help curb the state's increasing violent crime rate.
The plan, headed to the full Senate, would let judges decide whether juveniles 12 to 18 years old should be prosecuted as adults for certain weapons crimes. It would toughen the penalty for anyone who sells or gives a gun to a juvenile and would create a witness protection fund. To help with recruitment, the package would also scrap a requirement for St. Louis police officers to live within the city. The Senate is expected to debate the plan today. Alisa Nelson, MissouriNet.
And human remains found last March in eastern Missouri's Franklin County have been identified as a woman who went missing 10 years ago. The Franklin County Sheriff's Office says the remains of Margaret A. Unger were found in St. Clair, Missouri on March 22nd. Missouri's Democratic gubernatorial nominee is challenging GOP Governor Mike Parson to four debates this fall.
One of those debates will take place on September the 25th with the Missouri Press Association. State Auditor Nicole Galloway wants all four debates broadcast statewide on television, and she wants local media outlets to be involved, including radio and television partners, as well as print outlets who are members of the Missouri Capital News Association here in Jefferson City. Galloway is proposing a debate in the Kansas City region, one in the St. Louis region, and another outside the two metropolitan areas. Brian Helsworth, MissouriNet.
The abandoned attraction in northwest Arkansas, Dog Patch USA, will soon be owned by a man from Missouri. Bass Pro Shops founder Johnny Morris has announced the purchase of the 400-acre theme park. During the height of its popularity in the late 1960s, the destination attracted 300,000 annual visitors, but attendance gradually declined before the park closed in 1993. This is news on MissouriNet.